Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have a question for Lou?
The hot water faucet, we get that sound.
Maybe a concern.
I'm fearing black mold like a huge hairy armpit.
Or maybe you've got a bunch.
I could think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
Just give us a call. He's all yours.
I'm sorry, we're completely out of time.
Here he is now, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. What's the matter? What was that look for? Hi, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Espoma Organic Potting Soils and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. What do you
got? Hold on.
What's the matter?
I put the other open in. This was supposed to be your special birthday open. Oh. There was like a record scratch.
Oh.
Hold on. And then we were going to do whoop. Whoop,
oh, we're going to start one more time. We're going to start the show one more time. We can't start this. No.
We can fix it in post.
We can fix it in post.
Exactly.
Right. This isn't on the air.
But the point of the whole thing was,
yeah,
my friend, happy birthday.
Thank
to you
very much.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You very much.
So,
yes.
Happy
so,
birthday, Lou.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
This is great stuff, man.
I'm very excited. I'm super happy because my wife surprised me and she flew my daughter, Carmen, home from California, who I did not know was coming home because I'm just clueless about this stuff. And after I got done doing GN television, which I normally do on Friday mornings, I get home back home by like 7:15, 7:20, and WGN. And then my wife says, all right, I just have to tell you what, because she said, you just need to be available on Friday of whatever after this time. And she goes, I need to tell you what's going on. I go, okay, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, coming down the stairs, Carmen says, I'm home. So I'm super happy. Someday when you have children, Joe and Don, and you get them all together, it's like the greatest thing ever. So super happy that they're all here.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
And we
friend.
Went to go, and so then what we did as family,
yeah,
we went to go see West Side Story last night at
did
the
you
Lyric.
Feel pretty?
Oh, so pretty. And I felt like if when you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. It was really good. Really nice production. Good job, all you people at the Lyric. Packed house opening night. The music from West Side Story is just so good.
That's my favorite song. Okay, by me and America.
Oh, yeah. It's good. You know, it's very different from the movie. The stage production.
Yes. I don't know if I've ever seen the stage production of it.
It was good. It was really well done. It was a packed house, and everybody, I think, really enjoyed it. The orchestra was just spectacular.
Didn't you play the lead?
I was Tony.
Tony.
I was Tony. Liz was Maria. And it was
so
good.
Fun.
But awesome. We had a really nice time, so... Nice to have everybody home. 312, but enough about me. I want to help you. What do we have coming up today? Oh, here. We do have a Noodaloo 2 that is going to change your life when it comes to making waffles, which is one of my favorite things to do. And I'm really excited about this because one of the things you don't love about waffle makers is they're messy. What if we could solve that problem for you? I mean, how's that for a happy birthday?
What if...
Well, we're gonna.
I made note. We found this at the House First show, and I remember you going, oh, I love waffles. And I was like, ooh, May 4th, Noodaloo 2. Perfect. Check.
We're going to talk about that. And then a little bit later on, we're going to talk with Adam Smith, who's the VP of Sales over at Wet and Forget, one of our fine sponsors, about all the products, a little history lesson about this company and all the innovation they have coming out there. And then...
I love it when you act like you had anything to do with the show.
I know.
This is the first time you're seeing all of this.
Well, this is the first time I'm seeing the Cinco de Mayo thing. Did I know about that?
No, because it's a little extra for your birthday, too. Chef from Cantina Laredo is coming in to give us some tips on how to make your Cinco de Mayo fest a little more festive.
Really?
As well as perhaps a little birthday ditty.
He's going to make...
Seattle Sutton who?
Yeah, no, he's going to make some dessert guacamole. Mm-hmm. My wife makes amazing guacamole.
Did I hear you say that on your birthday that calories don't count?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought I did. I really did think I heard you say
I'm
that.
Working hard.
I know.
Yeah.
You get a little treat because you've worked so hard.
All right. Well, let's not blow it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Diane is in Park Ridge. Diane, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hi. Good morning, Lou. I haven't had a water problem this time, but last September when we had a big airport, the airport flooded and everything, I was out of town, and I had a little water in my basement. I have had a problem in the past, and I've done many things, underground pipes to run it out to the front, pop-ups that run, you know, drain the gutters, and I still had this water, and I can't find any way that it came in. One used to come in the window wells. I took care of that, and I had PermaSeal come out, and they recommended. I have two pumps in my pit, one that'll back up the other.
Okay.
And he said it's a third horse, and I should get a half horse. Well, I also have an overhead sewer that these pump into, and I'm wondering if that's the problem, or he didn't say anything about redirecting, which my sump pump is not really on an outside wall. And I just don't know really what to believe or what's going to really, you know, cure this problem.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you say that you have water coming in, where is it coming in? Like, can you specifically locate an area like, oh, it's in this corner?
No, because I've taken care. It used to come in the window well, so I've got something draining the yard so it doesn't back into the wells.
Right.
So I looked all over. I could see no way that it came down the walls, and I thought maybe PermaSeal would, you know, look and say, well, this is where it probably came in or didn't. Only thing I can figure is the water overwhelmed the sump pump pit, and the pumps probably could not pump it out fast enough, and it had to be both pumps working at the same time. Because one, you know, kicks on.
Well,
okay,
hold on. If your sump pump is dumping into the sewer system, okay, mm-hmm. and we get a heavy rainstorm, I'm pretty sure the Park Ridge has a combination sewer where the storm sewer and the waste sewers are combined.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden that's overwhelmed, your pumps are pumping into nothing, meaning that it's backing up because there's so much water in those pumps that it's trying to force more water in, but it can't go anywhere.
Can't take it.
And so that is that's an issue of an infrastructure problem, and that's why many of the cities and villages will tell you, we really want you to disconnect your sump pumps from the sewer system and dump it into the ground,
mm-hmm.
or onto the ground, rather. And so that could be your underlying issue. In other words, you know, if you tell me, hey, I haven't had, you know, for the most part, I haven't had issues. When O'Hare flooded, that was a big thing. Now that, you know, we're talking about an entire system like that that gets overwhelmed. Your pump is pumping. It's doing its job. But the problem is where it's pumping it to, it can't put any more water in there because it's getting back pressure. So the real question becomes, can you disconnect instead of going into the sewer and going onto the ground? That would be an effective way to get rid of the water and not impact your neighbors.
Well, is that something that PermaSeal can do?
Then they have to maybe
run it along the top of the sewer pipe to go out, you know, finding an outlet to go out, because, like I said, it's not on an outside wall.
Right. Well, they would have to redoing the piping on the inside of the basement is not that difficult. It's just getting a spot on the outside to pump it out so that it's not going into the sewer system.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, like, for instance, this rain that we just got for the past few days, you haven't had a problem at all.
No.
Uh-uh. Right. I mean, that's a pretty steady rain, and the ground is really saturated, right? So that, to me, based on the information you're giving me, sounds like it's the main sewer line that's being overcome in heavy rain. And that's why you're unable to get rid of it, and redirecting that onto the ground and out of the sewer would be a prudent decision to try and solve this problem. Diane, thank you so much for the phone call. I hope that helps. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Yes. Happy 55th birthday, Lou, from your adoring wife. You're 25 pounds skinnier, maybe more by now, and I'm so proud and happy for you. I hope you have a wonderful birthday, and I look forward to celebrating with you later today. Love you.
Oh, that's so nice. Is this what it is? Is this the rest of the day?
Maybe. Or just...
I love this song.
I know.
I love that woman, too.
I know.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines right now. This is Tony in Elmwood Park. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning and happy birthday to you from Elmwood Park.
Thank you. Thank you. If I wasn't on Seattle, what's that famous beef joint in Elmwood Park?
Johnny's.
Johnny's. Oh, yeah, that's the place right there.
North Avenue in Elmwood Park. Had one the other day.
I know exactly where that's at. That's a Mike Stevens staple over there, Johnny's Beef. How can I help you, sir?
Well, over the winter, I shut off my faucet outside, shut the inside valve, went out about a week ago, got everything back together, and I developed a drip on the outside faucet, a drip that drops about once every 10 seconds.
When it's off?
Yes, sir.
From the spout itself, or from around where the stem goes into the handle?
No, it goes right from where it comes out. I shut the valve off inside the basement, yeah. Tightened it as tight as I could, tightened the outside one as tight as I could, but right from the faucet comes out.
Wait. Even with the inside faucet turned off?
Yes, sir.
Is it a frost proof?
No, but I've never had a problem with it before. When I shut it off from the inside, I turn it on from the outside, make sure all the water is out.
Yeah.
Then I leave it open, and I put some cloth on inside of it and cover it like that.
Okay.
But I've never had a problem. I've been here for almost 50 years. And,
all right, let's do one more test. So with the valve off on the inside,
right?
Open the outside one and drain it out.
Yeah, I did that.
And if you do that and then you turn it off, it still drips?
Yes. I that's what I tried to do. As a matter of fact, I turned the one in the basement is totally tight.
Yeah.
So I turned it one. As a matter of fact, I'm walking outside now. To double check, but I've done it. I've done exactly what you said, and it'll come out. A little water will come out, and then it'll drip more while it's on.
All right. Well, then I think what we got to do is we got to replace the O-rings on both of those seat valves on both of those valves. And
okay.
So what I would do is it's just a coincidence, probably just the age. These valves, are they similar age?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So shut the main off, open up the valves, and then that seat nut, you know, the nut that's underneath the stem?
Yes.
Unscrew both of those.
Okay.
Unscrew the handle and the stem out of both of those faucets. Go to the hardware store. And tell them you need those O-rings on the end, okay?
Now,
and it's just, there's a little, probably a little Phillips head screw that's got to come out, and then there'll be a little, they'll have a whole rack of these O-rings and stuff that can go over the top of the washers to go on the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you don't have to do any honing of the valve itself, just replacing those washers will probably do the trick. And put those back on, and you're good to go.
Thank you so much. You have a great day, and enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk with Brian, who's on the Northwest side. Hey, Brian, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hey, what's her name? Meghan Markle will have the baby today. Did she have the baby yet?
I don't think so.
Today would be the day. May the 4th be with her. See what I did there?
I do.
How can I help you, Brian?
I let my cousin park his car in the backyard this fall, and when he removed the car a couple of weeks ago, I got a big oil stain in the backyard.
Mm, and it's been there for months?
Yeah, it's been there for months.
Okay. Go to the hardware store and buy a product called Pour and Restore. Do it today.
Okay.
This is the stuff we joked about when Sam Panionovich used to work here. It looks like milk of magnesia. It's kind of gray color. Shake up the bottle really well. Pour it over the top of this stain and let it sit there overnight. It's not supposed to rain tonight, finally. And tomorrow morning, it should be kind of a dry, clumpy clay material. It's going to dig into the concrete, hopefully, and grab that stain and break it apart and wick it back up. May take about 24 hours, but then brush it. You should have a wet stain on the concrete, kind of a wet-looking stain. And then hopefully you get it all up.
Oh, okay.
Pour and restore.
I got it.
All right, my friend.
And we'll go get it.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling this morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Happy birthday, Uncle Lou. It's me, Sadie.
Hi, Uncle Lou.
It's me, Cindy.
Hey, girls, do you know how old Uncle Lou is today?
How old?
Come here, I'll tell you in your ear.
What?
I don't think I can even count that high.
Happy birthday. I love you. We love the
earth. That is cute.
Heart melt.
That's really sweet. And it was your daughter's sixth birthday on May 1st.
You share the May birthday.
I hope you're going to pause this song before it goes.
I did. I had to do some editing here. Oh, but God. Ironically, this is like their favorite song.
Is there a clean version of this song?
All the birthday messages. There is, but it's still like, you know, talks about Kanye and what he does.
Right.
Everybody that says something today chose the song underneath.
Oh, and so, your girls chose that song. That's very nice. Thank you,
ladies.
I mean,
they don't understand it, but it's...
Right. Well, they don't yet. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We love the earth, but what I love is waffles. And I love to make waffles, and I have a really nice waffle maker that every now and then I'll make waffles for the kids. The thing is, it's super messy. It's inevitable that you're always worried about the waffle maker and you don't want to drench it because all the electrical stuff is going on. We found a waffle maker at the International Home and Houseware Show that I think you're going to love. Take a listen.
What makes waffles unique? Any takers? You can't make a good one without a waffle maker. It's not like eggs or pancakes. You need an appliance if you want homemade fresh waffles, right? But one of the most annoying things about those waffle makers is the mess that they can make.
Ow!
If you pour too much batter in, it expands and excess batter pours out of the sides. Yeah, some waffle makers have that innovative overflow channel so that it doesn't pour off the sides. But with this week's new Tallulah 2, the Chefman Perfect Pour Volcano Waffle Maker, you'll have no worries at all because you don't need to be careful. It's mess-free. This uniquely designed waffle maker has a hole in the lid that lets you pour in just the right amount of batter without any overflow. Rather than sitting flat, the waffle griddles are slanted so the batter slides down for even distribution. The nonstick griddles make it easy to remove your waffles and then makes it even easier to clean up because you can put the dishwasher safe pieces right into the dishwasher. So whether you top them with nuts and fruit for breakfast or turn them into a decadent dessert with chocolate chips and ice cream, the Chefman Perfect Pour Volcano Waffle Maker is the foolproof way to create mess-free and stress-free waffles every time. You can find out more at Chefman.com. They go for about $30, although you can probably find them a few bucks cheaper if you look around. They're available on Amazon, at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, the huge. That's this week's New Tallulah 2.
Does Seattle Sutton know that you made me waffles? I don't know that this is part of it. She made some waffles, and this is what Lindsay mentioned. So the whole idea is that you lock the top in place, and so it seals around it, almost like some of those waterproof cases you would use, and you pour the waffle batter in the top. Now, the waffle batter needs to be a little thinner, and because it's kind of has a cascading shape to it, it flows down to the edges and kind of creates this little peak when you pop the waffle up. And no muss, no fuss waffles. If you'd like more information about this waffle maker, just go to WGNradio.com, or you can go to my Facebook page as well. It's really a cool item, and kind of has the front panel has a keypad on it. You can see it sort of looks like, it almost looks like a baseball cap when you put the thing on. And with that mound on top, you pour it over the top into there, flows, ding, it's done, no problems whatsoever. So it's a really cool item, and I think you'll enjoy it. Love a good waffle and a waffle maker for sure, which is really nice. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This says, oh boy, this is going to be, hi, good morning. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Happy birthday from the Hartsinger Choir from Misericordia.
Thank you very much.
We love when you come to Misericordia. You are a star. You are our star.
You're very kind. It's my pleasure. I love it. And I love the Hartsingers, Bob, and everything you and your lovely bride do with them. It's fantastic.
And if you come today to Mass, you have to come up because we're going to sing.
Oh, right. Today's the day for birthdays. Right. That's they right. sing. So Misericordia does this beautiful Saturday Mass, which even if you're not Catholic and you go to this Mass, it's one of the most uplifting things you can ever do. And the choir sings. It's a fabulous Mass. But every Saturday they bring up birthdays and they sing a special birthday song to everybody who has a birthday in the month that they're there, whether it's May or April. Right, Bob? And the song goes that you don't want to have a bad day, like any spilled milk or a bad hair day, and you just want to be happy. It is the best Mass you're ever going to go to, the 4 o'clock Mass on Saturdays at Misericordia.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks.
It really is great.
You have a great day.
You too, my friend. Thank you for calling.
You got it, Lou.
Thank you. It is the best ever, if you're looking to be uplifted, is go to that 4 o'clock Mass typically it's in the Jean Marie Ryan Center at Misericordia, 4 o'clock every Saturday. I promise it does not disappoint. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Tony is in Lake Villa. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
I've got these golf ball-sized holes in my front and backyard. They're like somebody drilled them, and I'm thinking they're gopher.
But are they deep, or are they squirrels looking for nuts?
No, they're down in the ground.
Oh, they're down in the ground.
It's like they're tunneled.
Okay. All right. We may have, so a couple things you need to do. It could be that we have bugs in the lawn and they're feeding off of that. They could be moles. They could be voles. You have a couple ways to go about this. There are poisons you can use or there are repellents you can use. What would you like to try?
Something that would, send them somewhere else, I guess.
Okay. All right. Let's try this. I've had really good success giving people the advice about a product called Bonide Mole Max Sonic Spike. You got that?
Okay.
It's a plastic spike. It's probably about 16, 18 inches long. You can either buy one that you put C batteries in, or they have a solar one as well. You put the batteries in, and you turn it on, and you drive it into the ground. And it makes a chirping sound that mimics the sound of, like, one of these animals in distress. Okay? And you don't hear it, but it's underground. It has worked really well for chipmunks, moles, and voles that may be in your yard. And it drives them out of there and away from where you want to go, you know, out of your yard. Okay. And so in those areas where the holes are, there are some poisons you can use. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to do that. And I can respect that. There's a company called Sweeney's that makes these things called poison peanuts. What it concerns me is if you have pets or, you know, you don't want them going after that as well. And so those are options as well. But you can make the decision on what you want to do.
Yeah, that sounds probably about the way. Spread some of them around, the poison peanuts, you call them?
Yep, and pour them right in the hole.
Okay, I think I'll try that part.
You got it. Tony, thank you so much. Right. Thank you so much for calling this morning. I appreciate that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up next hour, After the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk and learn a little bit more about wet and forget and how it can really help you this spring. All this water and moisture has just been absolutely crazy. It just doesn't stop. And one of the things in particular, now it's sunny. It's a beautiful day today, but there's more rain coming next week. And so I think that, you know, any kind of water issues you may be having, whether it's the sump pump or downspouts, you may want to do a little investigation today. Make sure the gutters are clean. Make sure the downspouts are pulled away from the home. Sump pumps last about 7 years. If you're not sure how old yours is, a sunny day is the best time to change a sump pump, not after the basement floods. And so that might be something to put on your to-do list this weekend.
Hey, Dad, it's your oldest son, Quinn, calling to wish you a happy birthday. You are the best dad, and I could not ask for a better one. Happy birthday. Looking back on when
I was a little nappy. My number one son, thank you. You told me that everyone picked their music. He loves Stevie Wonder.
And now you're going to have to guess when I start the music.
Right. I was like, oh, this is my son. Hi, it's me, House Smarts Radio. This hour is sponsored by Fox Home Center and PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Jill, who's in Orland Park. Hey, Jill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Lou? Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you. How can I help you?
Okay, so we're buying a house, and...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're downsizing a little. So when we walked in the house, it kind of smelled like animals, and they have a cat, two cats, and a dog. And so I did a little research, and there is carpeting, like, in the dining room, the living room, all the bedrooms, and the stairs going up in the basement is fully finished with carpeting. And so I guess my question is, I did research that said that you could pull the carpet up, but you have to put kills down if it is like cat urine smell or something. So my question is, what if it's hardwood floors underneath? And I want, will the smell still be in the hardwood floors, or is there anything I can do to eradicate it?
Okay. So we're going to pull the carpet no matter what, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And we're buying this house, correct?
Yes.
All right. So pull the carpeting. Let's find out what the floor is underneath it. And if it still, you know, you have a strong urine smell, there's a new product that is out that I've had a chance to try a little bit that is an odor-killing product called Funkaway. If you, I know, it's funny. Yeah. It's an OM complex chemical that is, they make a spray, an aerosol, and if you go to the areas of the room where you smell it, let's say that this is plywood, okay? This is what we're going to do if it's plywood. You're going to douse this stuff and really get it, like, wet. And let it dig in and grab that odor and kill it. Okay? Where are you? Down in Orland? Okay. If you go to their website, it's like funkaway.com. You can find a dealer that sells it. Their distribution is growing, but it's not as big as you would think. But it's a really good product. And so then, if that's the case, we're going to do that. We're going to probably do a couple applications. So we're going to drench it, and then we're going to let that sit 24 hours, and you're going to go back there with your snoot and say, ooh, it smells better, or I need to do it one more time. Then, when that's done, if you're like, oh, I'm going to put more carpeting back or do whatever, Rust-Oleum makes a odor-killing primer that is absolutely perfect for what you want to do. And it goes on a kind of a milky white, but then it dries clear. And you're going to put that primer over, you know, the flooring that you're going to have there. And then if you decide to put carpeting back or if you put hardwood floor over the top of that, that's what you're going to go down first. We have to neutralize and kill that odor first. Now, if there's
does
hard...
Does it usually work? Like, is it... Yeah. That's my biggest fear is, like, we do have... Okay.
No, it will work. It'll work. I mean, the other thing we got to worry about is, you know, if there were dogs and cats and they were spraying the walls, too, that's a problem.
Oh. Like,
okay? So you got to pay attention to that as well. And, like, this Funk-Away spray, spray the walls, too. I don't care. It'll work. Now,
can you spray it on paint? Like, a
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. But... what I want you to be mindful of is that if you decide to, you know, put hardwood down, or if there is hardwood there, you can use the same stuff that I talked about other than the primer. But if there's staining in the wood, if all of a sudden you take this up, Jill, and you notice, oh, gosh, look, it's kind of dark over here. I can't, you know, that flooring has to come up. And then new flooring, I mean, just that section, not the whole thing, but a flooring contractor will come in and they'll take up, you know, half a dozen boards. They'll finger in the new hardwood, and then we're resanding the whole thing, getting down to the bare wood. And then when they sand it and the wood is raw, you know, before any finish goes on there, you are going to walk through that house with your nose and make sure it smells, you know, fresh as a daisy before we put any finish on it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You can solve this problem. So, I mean, it takes a little bit of work, but you can solve this problem.
Yeah. All right. We have the inspection coming up, and I was, you know, I'm kind of like, ooh, should I, you know, I don't know if there's a way to...
Well, one thing I would do with your inspector is, you know, if it's wall-to-wall carpeting, you know, have them pull up a corner just to make sure, just to see what's under there.
Okay.
It's not the end of the world to do that. It's not, you're not damaging the house at all to even pull up a corner of the carpeting to find out what's going on.
Sure.
All right.
Great. Okay, great. Thanks so much, Lou.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk with Lisa, who's in Shanahan. Lisa, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Actually, I have two questions for you. One is actually for my brother. I was just recently visiting them down in Tennessee, and they have a hardwood floor in their living area, and it has a couple little, like, scratches. So they're not very deep in that, too, but my sister-in-law was asking if there was a way to put something on them to diminish the look, you know, so you don't see them as obviously without refinishing the entire floor.
Have you seen these scratches, or they just told you about them?
No, I saw them.
And is it in the finish, or did you notice that, in other words, that goes down to the raw wood?
I don't believe, no, it doesn't really go down to the raw wood. It's more superficial.
Okay. One of the things that you can do to kind of bring it back to life is there's a company called Rejuvenate that makes a floor refinishing product that you can put over the entire surface of the floor. And and so this is, you said it's your brother or brother-in-law?
It's my brother and sister-in-law.
Okay, so you would take the clothing out of the, you would take the furniture out of the room, and you would clean the floor, and then you squirt this on, and you put it down with a synthetic sheepskin mop head. And this will take, it'll do two things. It'll bring the shine back to the floor, like a consistent shine, and it covers up all those surface scratches and blends it all together. It's really a terrific product and does a nice job.
That's what I thought. There was something like that.
Yeah.
And I told him that I would go home and I would call Lou because he knows everything.
Well, I don't know everything. I don't know a lot. I know a little bit about a lot of things, so I'm happy to help you with that. What was your second question?
The second question is, on my front door, I do have a window above the front door. It's like a valance or chalice or whatever. And a bird keeps going up there and trying to make a nest. I've tried to get rid of it twice already, and now it has a complete nest built up there. There's no bird in it, but it's just such a mess because it's all over the newly freshly painted front door and a new storm door. Is there a way to get rid of birds from nesting, period?
Right. So here's the question. You know, now that there is a nest, that bird is going to make that bird's going to lay some eggs there.
Okay.
So you can go up there now and take the nest away, but then it causes a lot of stress to the bird and probably those eggs will be lost. Or you let the bird have the nest, and then once those birds fly the nest, you take it all down, and then after that, clean it all up. I mean, then you'll probably be good for the rest of the summer, but next year they're going to come back to that same spot.
Right.
So when next year approaches, I want you to take, you can buy these little bird spikes that are plastic at the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, in something like that, you could literally tape it in place with some masking tape. They won't make a nest there because it pokes them. They can't get in there to do it really well. And all you're trying to do is redirect them during that moment where they're like, I got to make a nest. I'm pregnant. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're nesting. That's where it comes from.
I tried doing that.
Right.
When I put a couple of little statues up there, a little statue gnome in that too. And
I love that you used the gnome.
I did a little sitting gnome, and he decided to make a nest right next to him.
Sure. Well, it's like his guard. Hey, watch my nest.
Yeah, I guess.
But the spikes work, and you can just tape them in place if you can reach there. I mean, if it were me and you can put up with it, let the bird have their babies. When the babies are gone, pull the nest down. And then next year, put in your phone on your calendar, April 15th, put the spikes in place.
Okay.
Right.
Good. That's what I figured. Next year, they're creatures of habit and they'll come
they
back.
They are creatures of habit. They absolutely are.
Yep. Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Happy birthday, old man. We're the same age again, at least for 6 months.
Now back to the birthday boy, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio.
I wouldn't have guessed it was Mike Jakubowski from his music. I call him on his birthday all the time to remind him that he's older than me, but we are the same age. Thanks, Uncle Mike. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up after 8:35, we're going to learn a little bit more about Wet and Forget, who's a fine sponsor here on WGN Radio and House Smarts. And Adam Smith, who's the VP of Sales, is going to join us in studio to talk a little bit about that product and some of the innovation that they have and how it can really help you, in particular with all this rain and moisture and blah that's going on outside. But first, let's talk with Margaret, who's in Tinley. Hey, Margaret, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. How can I help you?
Well, I have a sump pump that it's for my laundry room and for my bathroom downstairs. But my problem is when there is no water running, which during the night, even 4 to 5 during the night, that pump is going off. And I was just wondering why. Could you help me?
Okay. You said it's a sump pump, but it's your bathroom too. Is it a sump pump or an ejector pit?
Well, it's the pump that takes care. You know, I live alone. I'm a senior, and I'm not quite up to all this stuff. My husband passed a year ago, so I'm kind of new at all this.
I understand.
So the laundry water goes in there, and my bathroom that's in my family room. I have 3 bathrooms, 2 upstairs and 1 in my family room, and this pump, it takes care of that. But during the night, and sometimes at night I'm watching TV, this pump just empties out for no reason and there's no water running.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. That pump where it is in the basement, when you look at that pump, Margaret, is there one pipe coming out of the lid or are there 2 pipes coming out of the lid?
Two pipes.
2 pipes. Okay. So that's an ejector pit.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. So that's an ejector pit that's handling your sink. It's not a sump pump. It's handling your bathrooms and your sink down there and probably your laundry as well.
That's right.
Okay. Now, do you know if your furnace is also down in the basement?
Yes, it's right by that pump.
Okay. And do you know if there's a pipe that leads from the furnace into that pit, or do you have a pump that goes into that pit, or a floor drain?
There's a floor drain.
So there's a white pipe that goes from the furnace to the floor drain.
And it looks like it's the little pipe that's from the, is it a humidifier or a dehum?
It's from your humidifier. So
yeah, that's going into the drain.
Into the floor drain. So when your heat is on, if you have the humidifier on, that drain is draining into the floor drain, which is then draining into the sump pump pit, which is why it's going off in the middle of the night. So the way you can test this theory, if I'm right about this, is do you know where the on-off switch is for the humidifier?
I'm not sure, I'd be on the switch.
Okay. Well, it's one of two places. There may be, by your thermostat, where your thermostat is, there may be a separate controller right near there with a dial. If it's not, if only where you have a thermostat, that's what you have, then if not, on the furnace itself, there may be a dial there where you can turn it on and off.
Yeah, there is.
All right, turn that off. Turn it all the way to off.
Okay.
Now, tonight, tell me if that pump does not go off. If it doesn't go off tonight, we solve the problem, and you should have your thermostat off. You should have the humidifier off anyway. And because now we got plenty of humidity out there, especially soon you'll be using your air conditioner. You want to that, and I know that you said your husband used to handle this for you. So as a rule, put that in your calendar that May 1st, I'm going to turn the humidifier off. And then October 1st, I'm going to turn the humidifier back on.
Oh, okay.
And now tonight, if we don't hear that problem, if we don't hear the pump go off, then we solve the problem. If the pump still goes off, it could be taking some groundwater, which it shouldn't. But if it is, then you may want to have a plumber come out and take a look at that.
Because it seems like my water bill has soared, you know.
The water bill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if that's a problem, you certainly could have the village come out and check it at no charge to you. The water department will come out and make sure there's not a leak.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay. I really appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Margaret, thank you for calling. Good luck to you. I appreciate it. Hey, it's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Can you say Mom Oasis? Tom just got in the most stunning selection of freestanding bathtubs in 5 different styles. It's an easy way to modernize and update the look of your bathroom, especially paired with one of the freestanding faucets he also carries. They say it's always about kitchens and bathrooms. Well, a sleek, seamless, freestanding tub sure heightens the bathroom appeal for me, as does the thought of some mommy time. Quality products, affordably priced, is why I'm always anxious to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Hi, Dad. Happy birthday from your daughter. You know, there are people that I would fly across the country for to celebrate their birthday. In fact, I think you might be the only person that I would continue to do this for. I'm so happy we got to pull it off again this year. Now get home so I can give you a birthday hug. Happy birthday. Love you. Bye.
Okay, this is an inside joke with my daughter and I. That line from the song.
Yep, she was very specific.
About that, yeah, that's a good one.
Good song. Creepy.
That's really, it's quite fitting for you too, because as a vegetarian, yeah, right? You know that song,
that
right?
Person's pain.
Right, right. I took one for the team. Mm-hmm. I liked you so much that I'll have meatloaf. That's great.
Yum.
That would probably be the furthest thing that you would eat.
Meatloaf?
Meatloaf.
We have nightmares about meatloaf. My mom used to make meatloaf with like big ketchup, crusty ketchup. I mean, it was...
Oh, my gosh. My wife makes the best turkey meatloaf. It is so... It's like a Weight Watchers...
Really?
This was before I was on Seattle Sutton. But it was... she makes a Weight Watcher turkey meatloaf that is delish. Mm.
Can you fill us in on the inside joke, or and your sister, or you and your daughter's?
No, it's so that song, it's by, I think it's Weezer, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, we have a home, we have a second home on a lake in southeastern Wisconsin, and so I have an awesome stereo on my speedboat, and so I crank the songs when we're out there, you know, tubing or water skiing, whatever it may be, and so... My whole point is that while the people that are being towed on the boat, do you want to turn your mic off while you're answering your personal calls?
Hello, this is Lindsay. Thank you for calling. I'm just kidding.
So anyway, So I cranked the music, and so it was always kind of a joke that we'd be on the boat and people would be water skiing, whatever, and that song would come, and I just thought it was always the funniest line. And I would turn to my daughter, who would, you know, sitting next to me or whatever, and I would, you know, kind of loudly mouth with her the line from that song, and she'd kind of roll her eyes and be like, "You're such a dad." And so, see, it all comes back, Joe.
And you are such a dad. That is a good line. Good
I
line,
am.
Good song, good
It
band.
Is a good song. It's very fun. It also reminds me of my sister-in-law, Nora. She likes that song as well. So, anyway, thank you, Carmen. It's great to have you home. All right, switching gears. Joining me in the studio right now is, where are you, Adam? Adam is, I got to get your title right, making sure I get this right. Adam Smith is the Vice President of Sales for Wet and Forget, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Nice to see you
nice
this morning.
You. Yep.
You and I have known each other a long time. You're actually friends with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. You guys lived in the same neighborhood. I think that when we first met, you know, that was the connection. We're like, oh, I know Matt and Ellen and all this other kind of stuff. And then I'm working for this new company called Wet and Forget. And we started talking about this company making this one product.
Yep.
You were in sales for them. I don't know if you were the VP of sales at that point.
Yeah, I started the sales for them. So at some
point, you were the salesperson and you were the vice president of sales all together. We're going to give you this title.
Right.
And we're not sure if anybody's going to buy this product, but let's give it a shot.
Right.
How about, and your longtime sponsors here at WGN Radio, you've been a longtime sponsor of the Mr. Fix-It Show and House Smarts Radio. We're so appreciative of that. But I want to back up. And give our listeners a little bit of a peek behind the curtain about where this product came from and how it started.
Sure. Well, it started about 40 years ago in New Zealand. Gentleman found the active ingredient working with a government scientist looking for a way to tantalize lumber. Didn't necessarily work for that, but it had this unique property that it removed moss, mold, mildew, and algae. And Rod, he was a government contractor, and he cleaned buildings. So the roofs and sidings and things like that. And over the years, he was going through a truck every 2 to 3 years because of how caustic the bleach was. And then the wind catches the guys applying it. It blows onto somebody's curtain. Next thing you know, you have a problem. So he started to apply Wet and Forget, and with the premise that it's going to take a little time to work, but you're going to love the way that it works. And he would do the roof and the siding, because that's what he was contracted to do, and the trucks would drip a little bit of Wet and Forget off down the driveway. Next thing you know, you have these drips of clean areas on your driveway, and people are showing up at his shop wanting to buy the product. And so
I love that.
That's how it started.
And I love the whole, you know, there's so many examples in the world about the happenstance of it all, right? Like, huh, yeah, really? You know, I mean, we have a mutual friend, Lenny Sherino, who runs Granite Gold.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were fabricators, and they still are. Their family fabricates granite, and they made cleaners, and then they would just give it to their customer. Well, where do I buy it? Just come back and I'll give you some more. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, maybe we should put this in there. And so same sort of thing happened. They said, hey, we should put this in a bottle.
Right.
Maybe more people could use it.
Right. When you make a great product and you have a product that really works, people will gravitate to it. And that was the success of Wet and Forget early on, was I sold a product that was 10 times, 15 times more than bleach.
Mm-hmm. Without bleach.
With no bleach in it. Okay. So you take this product, you mix it up, and you apply it, and you're done. So the first value proposition is very simple. It's easy.
Right.
Nobody wants to get out there and scrub and power wash. Power washing is fun for about a minute, and then it gets to become a real job. And the reason things get to look really bad is nobody wants to clean it. So we give them an easy application. Trade-off is it takes a little time, but it does work 100% of the time.
You know what's so funny? Okay, you guys have been a sponsor a long time, and I'll be driving with my wife somewhere. And, you know, she's very observant, and she'll be driving along, and she'll look at something, and she'll be like, wow, they need Wet and Forget. There's a firehouse near my father-in-law in Edgewater. It's right on, it's one of the newer firehouses. Mm-hmm. It's on Clark Street. And they've got some limestone that is, like, there's a brick wall, and then there's limestone that's probably about 15 feet in the air. It's like a whole line of limestone. I just want to go there, like, with the hose. I want to go to the firehouse and say, can I borrow a garden hose and take the hose thing and spray it? Because I'm like, come on, let's clean this stuff up.
Well, give me a call. We'll go out and do it together.
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah, we'll definitely
do
that.
So here's the thing that I think is really unique about you guys. You start with this company 11 years ago. There's one product.
One product.
It's it's a blue bottle. There's a gallon. There's a quart.
Yep.
You got to mix it with a sprayer. It's all good. I mean, everybody's like really happy with the results. And then I'm going to, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to say maybe 5 or 6 years ago, you guys really start taking that product and innovating with a bunch of different stuff.
Right.
And you start creating all these other aspects of not only this product, but other stuff. You have a spider spray.
Miss Muffet's Revenge.
Right. And so then my question is, that have anything to do with Wet and Forget? Like, was it the same type of thing going, wow, you know, when we spray this stuff, there's no spiders?
Well, going back to Rod in New Zealand.
Right.
In New Zealand, we don't go to market the way we go here. We go to retail here. New Zealand, it's all direct to consumer, or you go to a Wet and Forget store.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they have their own retail outlets across the country. And so as time goes on, Rod looks at things that, this could be better. I can do this better. I can do that better. And he needed products to work, to fit in his stores and sell. And so that's how some of these products came, that he looked, he owns a boat. Spiders are a problem on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the ones he was using weren't exactly what he was looking for, so he looked to make it better. And that's kind of how the products work. Like Wet and Forget Shower. The amount of people that asked me if they could use Wet and Forget Outdoor in the shower, I wish I had a nickel for
right,
every person
right,
that asked me
you're,
that.
Right. You're just answering the same question. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
No, it's right. So we looked at the problem in a shower more than mold and mildew. Okay. We looked at the shower. Everybody used soap. Mm-hmm. Everybody shampoos. Mm-hmm. Everybody has body oil.
Mm-hmm.
Soap scum and body oil is more, in my mind, is a bigger problem than mold and mildew. Because if you have your fan working, you keep your door and curtain open, you probably aren't going to have a mold issue.
Right.
Okay. If you have good ventilation.
Right.
But everybody still has to wash their hair. And so with Wet and Forget Shower, we looked at it. Okay. Here's the problem. Let's how do we make it? How do we make it better? And there's all kinds of different products on the market, from daily shower cleaners to ones that are pretty harsh. So we looked at it as, how can we make a product you apply once a week that's going to give you the same result as applying it every day?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say, if you have to do something every day, it's a job.
Right.
And so with Wet and Forget Shower, you spray today, you rinse tomorrow, any surface in your shower. The only thing we don't necessarily recommend it on would be natural marble.
Right. But marble's just a tough surface.
It really
I mean,
is.
Quite honestly, that's from an innovation standpoint, you guys got to come up with that, because right. No one knows what to use on marble. Right. And I mean, there's a couple of products out there that have been around for a long time, but it's a tough nut to crack.
It's called getting your marble guy back in.
Right.
To get it done.
Right.
So again, the reviews on that product and our outdoor product, all of our products are phenomenal. And we try to make products that work 100% of the time, as we say.
One of the things, I'd like you to share this story, because I thought it was really unique. We talked about this earlier, is the fact that two things. We're going to talk about the rapid application hose end. But and that's something we talked about, you and I, for a long time. As long as people that work with us that we know, Ed and Dave, over at the hardware stores that we have.
Yep.
You came out first with a premix bottle with a spray handle, mm-hmm. Similar to what the shower product is,
yep.
And it's premixed, and you can use it for smaller jobs.
Sure.
You don't have to mix with a sprayer.
Right.
And you said something to me that was very interesting about how a place where this product gets used a lot that I thought was very sweet.
Well, the product that we got many questions from the people in retirement communities. I don't own my roof. I don't own my siding, but I have stuff that's green and black. My plant.
Small little things. Right.
They didn't want to buy a gallon of Wet and Forget, which makes perfectly good sense. So we came out with a ready-to-use version, easy to hold bottle, snap in the trigger. And so this time of the year, when you get to around Memorial Day, it's a great product for headstones. So you don't have to pre-mix it. It's easy to transport to and from your home. You go see your loved one's headstones or go to the cemeteries, and it's an easy application. And next time you go out there, it'll probably be clean. Yeah,
It doesn't hurt the surface of the stone. That has got to be something that you organically learned.
Yeah.
Right? Like when you guys were developing this, that wasn't like a thing in the back of your mind, like, oh, you could take this to the cemetery.
Yeah. No, not really. But
right.
We had people calling us and telling us, hey, listen.
Can I
use this? Will it hurt this?
Right.
And it won't hurt the surface.
That's such a sweet story. I love that. Okay. So the thing is, you guys are doing a great job with innovation. I just got a minute left here. brand new, finally, the product we've all been clamoring for is this product I can put on the end of a garden hose, yep. and I can spray 30 feet.
30 feet, yep. And that's it was designed to do a couple things, cover at least 2,000 square feet, spray 30 feet in the air. We knew that if we came out with a product, it's going to have to be better than anything else on the market.
Right.
And the best thing about this product, Lou, if you have a ranch-style house, you're doing the whole thing from the ground. Even if you have to get up to the roof, you can stand in one spot on your ladder.
Right.
You have to get onto your roof.
Right.
And spray because you have the distance that you need. So, same product. You cannot use the original Wet and Forget to refill. Okay, it's
right.
a little bit different concentration. So you can't use one to refill the other.
I want a 5-gallon bucket of that. That's
okay.
the next thing. No, 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 but I think that for people to, you know,
oh,
for
sure.
so the whole thing, you had mentioned that the spray applicator with the hose
right.
end is a concentrated version. You cannot just buy
right.
the regular gallon because it just won't work.
Correct.
You'll be disappointed. But if you guys came out with like a 2-gallon jug that at the hardware stores we could sell as a refill, ooh, he's got thumbs up. Maybe it's coming. Who knows? You may have heard it here first. Breaking news.
Breaking
we'll see.
News. That's right.
We'll see.
We're working on something for
yeah.
that.
That's a cool idea.
So, yeah, yeah. So,
and how's it doing?
We can't make it fast enough.
Wow.
We literally cannot make it fast enough. People gravitate to the concentrate still, but for the people that have those streaks on the north side of their house, and if you need to get to the second story of your home, this is the easiest way to do it with a product, you know, it works.
I have a set of cedar stairs on the north side of that house I told you in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And right in the top of the beginning of April,
mm-hmm.
I had a half a bottle of the small Wet and Forget premix.
Yep.
And that staircase is definitely big enough you could do a pump spray. I'm like, oh, I'm going to use what I have here just to get it done.
Right.
And I went with it squirt, squirt, squirt. And I just was up there a week ago. It's completely clean.
That's the wow factor. You know, we
it's amazing. And it's the north side. It's
yep.
cedar, which
oh, yeah.
cedar is really good at holding all that
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
And it really just works.
If people want to see before and after pictures, just go to our website, wetandforget.com. You can see all kinds of before and after pictures. And that's the nice thing about our product. We will say, in the worst case scenario, may take up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It typically doesn't take that long, especially if you have a green algae.
Right.
If you apply it today, get rain over the next couple weeks, you'll see a huge, huge, huge difference.
Well, the great thing about your products here in the Chicagoland area is that you've got great distribution
we
at
do.
The hardware stores, the home centers,
yep.
A lot of different retail locations. You can find those locations at wetandforget.com. Adam, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Lou.
Appreciate you,
thank you
coming in and giving us some information. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGM. We'll be right back.
I was thinking about my birthday message for Lou, be like, happy birthday, but you seem to be getting thinner and getting more hair. Are you Benjamin Button? I mean, I haven't really figured out the exact verbiage yet, but I'm thinking about a Benjamin Button angle. I mean, pretty good.
From a small town. That's good.
That's my husband.
Yes, thank you, David.
He couldn't figure out what he wanted. He was just in agony trying to figure out what he wanted to say.
He's a smart man. See, and he pulled it all back. Benjamin Button.
And then he left me that message, and I thought it was the funniest thing. I'm like, you know what? We don't even need you to record anything. I'm just going to use that.
Thank you, David. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Dennis in Wakanda. Dennis, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, I hope you're only about a third of the way through. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Thank you very much. How can I help you, sir?
Got a 16-foot garage door, concrete floor underneath. In the middle, there's about 3/8 of an inch gap between the floor and the door, and then it generally tapers so that 3 feet on either side of the center, it seals. What can I do to build that up? I don't think just pouring concrete is going to help.
What about having that concrete raised with that crack in there? In other words, where it's sunk, if we could lift that back up, could you imagine that, if I could just lift this back up, it'd be great?
I can't tell that it's sunk. It looks like there's just a bow there.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Our friends over at PermaSeal do this process called poly-level. And they'll
okay.
come in. It's not a mud jack. It is a mud jacking, but they use a polyurethane instead, and they can precisely lift concrete back into place. I mean, within increments of literally eighth of an inch at a time. And they lift it up. They have super control. It doesn't go all over the place. And I have seen project after project that they've done, and it's super successful. And okay. It would probably be the way to go. Give them a call, 800-421-SEAL, and talk to them about PolyLevel and get on their schedule, because I think that you'll be impressed by the results for sure. I don't have anything to read. All right, then I will. Let me take a quick break, and then we'll get to Don in the newsroom.
Happy birthday to you.
You just came in for the cake and the chips.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I wanted to dance.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back. They just brought in these, what is that?
It's a mango tres leches cake.
So a mango tres leche cake.
Candles.
And a sparkler
yes.
candle. It's great. Thank you.
Right,
right. It's right above you. If the sprinklers go off, we're in major trouble. Bob Ferguson's like, wait a minute. Nobody said anything about the sprinklers. Thank you very much. Welcome back. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. That's very kind. Welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Ace Hardware, Chevy Drive, Chicago, and by Phoenix Brick. John, stick around here one quick second, because a mutual friend of ours sent me a little birthday joke that I think you might enjoy.
Okay.
Steve Alexander, who used to work here. Today I'm 55 years old, by the way. And so it says, an older man, 55, was having a drink at a fancy bar in downtown Chicago. Suddenly, a gorgeous woman enters and sits down a few seats away, and he is blown away by her beauty. She notices him staring and approaches him. Before the man has time to apologize, the woman looks him in the eyes and whispers, I'll do anything that you can imagine in your wildest dreams. You only have to give me $100. There's only one condition. Stunned, the man asks, what is it? And she goes, you have to tell me what you want me to do in just 3 words. The 55-year-old takes a moment to consider the offer. He pulls out his wallet, puts the $100 bill in her hand. Then he slowly takes a deep breath, looks in her eyes, and clearly says, paint my house. You see, the moral of the story is, as we get older, our needs change.
Yeah, that's
and we're looking for a bargain. Hi, John.
Nice to see you, Lou.
How was your trip?
I'll tell you more about it later.
You just got back, right?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I just
literally
got back.
Literally, like, in the middle of the night.
Last night, yeah. Actually, we got back yesterday afternoon around 5. By the time we got back to my place, it was a little closer to 7. Then I ran to the store, got some food. Then we kind of found a quiet time, and we watched Game of Thrones. I don't know if you've heard about it, but
no.
The show. We were in Europe for 8 days, so we, you know, was only...
We're off the grid.
Yes, so I was following on Twitter the buzz, but we didn't watch the show, so we did that. That was the first thing we did when we got back.
And will you answer the burning question at 10 o'clock this morning of whether or not you ate haggis or not?
I will answer
You will answer that question.
Thank you for asking. You've got good food here, man.
I do.
Talk to this guy.
I will. All right, John Williams coming up 10 o'clock this morning. Thank you so much. Coming up tomorrow, while today is my birthday, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Joining me in the studio right now is Daniel Espinoza. How'd I do there?
You did well.
Thank you. He's a Chicago native, grew up cooking alongside his mother. By age 15, he knew he wanted to be involved in the restaurant industry. Espinoza began working at Lincoln Park Cafe and then moved over to Carmichael Steakhouse, both in Chicago. From there, he set off to acquire experience around the world at Bistros de Saviors in France. Really? Ooh, that's a whole Cinco de Mayo thing now,
yes,
right? I mean, that's a lot of people don't know that.
Oh, yeah, they don't. A lot of people, they'll mistaken Cinco de Mayo for Mexican Independence Day.
Which it's not.
No, it's not. It's the Batalla of Puebla, the battle where, you know, the French came, and we basically won, and we get to celebrate. And it's a thing of beauty, regardless.
Tell me what you're doing now.
So now, currently?
Yeah. Work-wise and
cooking-wise. So I work for Cantina Laredo. I am their research and development chef. And what I do is I create dishes. I train our cooks. I develop these recipes. And a lot of the development of the recipe, it's very nostalgic to family, you know, the way my grandmother cooked.
Right.
And, I mean, who doesn't love grandma-style cooking? So we take that and then we modernize it in a way, you know, to our Midwestern audience, for example, here in Chicago. And what I've been bringing to the table with Cantina Laredo recently, I started 8 months ago, sourcing locally. Like we source local. We play with the seasons. We have four seasons in Chicago, and we're very lucky to just experience a lot of great culinary produce and just get basically whatever we want.
It's interesting to me when you think about, so, you know, so you said you grew up, you know, cooking with your grandmother and probably your mother as well, right? So a very ethnic upbringing. Mm-hmm. I was the same way in an Italian household. And I would imagine that your inspiration was they didn't have recipes.
No, they didn't.
They just did it. It's a pinch of this and it's a this of that, right? And it's got to be difficult or something you really have to focus on as you're training new chefs to understand that you don't want to do too much of this because it'll change the flavor and kind of create that and almost record it so it can be replicated,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So whenever I come up with a recipe, I go through three steps. I cook like my grandmother, which, just like you said, you know, pinch of this, pinch of that. I remember first time she showed me how to make her salsa. She's like, let me see your hand. And she's like, God, your hand's twice the size of mine. So
right.
instead of one whole bunch of garlic, do half a bunch.
Right.
And I still take those teachings into consideration, and I do that with my cooks. Like, let me see your hand because, you
That's
know,
so
we're
interesting.
All different. So once I cook like a grandma, I write everything down, and then we move over onto the ounces and grams and, you know, tablespoons. And, yeah, it's a beautiful process in my personal experience.
Tell me about Cantina Laredo. What are they all about?
So Cantina Laredo, modern Mexican restaurant, we just revamped our menu. We shortened it, and we are doing in-house tortillas. So we're doing house-made corn tortillas, flour tortillas. We have some awesome tacos, great drinks, margaritas. And at the end of the day, we just want to take what Cantina Laredo is and, again, share recipes that come from, you know, your household, your family.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's familiar with tacos and burritos. But Mexico, with the seven regions it has, it has a lot more to offer. So that's where we kind of just, you know, dedicate our time to study and showcase a lot more of what Mexican cuisine is and could be.
It's interesting you say that because I'm thinking about the U.S. and whether or not, you know, I've traveled to Mexico quite a bit. I haven't gone to all parts of the country. I mm-hmm. tend to stay in the, you know, I've been to Cancun, obviously that area and the Mayan part of mm-hmm. of Mexico is very different from the center of Mexico City, or even if you get into some of the tourist areas like Puerto Vallarta and mm-hmm. places like that. The U.S., though, the consistency in the menus, we're such a melting pot of so many different cultures that you just are exposed to all. Right. American food is American food. Right. It's I mean, if I had to describe what we are, right, we're about barbecue and we're about, you know, meat and
potatoes.
I mean, that's like the core of it. But we have so much, you know, ethnic diversity in this country mm-hmm. that, my gosh, you can get some amazing Chinese food in Chicago, and you can get some amazing Asian food in Dallas because those populations are there. And the same goes for Latin foods and you name it. It's Absolutely. Really got to be fun.
No, it is a lot of fun, and it's just nice seeing, again, you know, different takes of different diversity cuisines and the story behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone's doing it for a reason aside from, you know, the obvious, trying to make a living. But when people put their heart and soul into the food, you can taste it, and a lot of that captivates me with, like, hole-in-the-wall places, you know, just off the beaten path where it's a husband and wife just cooking their heart out because they miss their country. You know, it's awesome.
All right. Cinco de Mayo, we talked about the fact that guacamole, obviously you can't have Cinco de Mayo without a little guacamole in it. It's something that my wife has a very simple recipe that she makes all the time. It's always a huge hit. But I noticed that you have, like, a breakfast guacamole.
Yes, so we have a breakfast guacamole for brunch. A lot of times we play around with, again, the seasons. So every month we switch our guacamole at Cantina Laredo. Last month, celebrating, you know, Bacon Fest, which is a great event, we did a play on a BLT. So we did a bacon jam, house smoked bacon, pico de gallo, that's your tomato. And then for the lettuce, we did a little watercress salad right on top. So different take on a guacamole. This month's guacamole, it's an al pastor guacamole. So we have our traditional guacamole, but if you want to be a little adventurous, we have the seasonal one, which is our grilled al pastor, marinated in this chile paste, marinated roasted pineapple, onion ash, a little bit of cilantro oil. Queso fresco, and call that a day.
Wow, that sounds delicious. That is awesome. Daniel Espinoza is in charge of, he's the head consulting chef over at Cantina Laredo in Chicago's River North area. What's the address of that restaurant if people want to contact you guys and maybe make reservations?
Yeah, absolutely. The address is 508 North State Street, right on the corner of State and Illinois.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
And
thank you.
Birthday.
What's the name of this gentleman that's standing here with you here? He's over here.
So Devin. Devin is also known as Da Vinci Spins. He's going to be our DJ this weekend. He's celebrating Cinco de Mayo and DJing at Cantina Laredo.
That's awesome.
And he also works there.
That's awesome. Nice to see you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to all of you. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mallory Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It's favorite child, and you're listening to 720 WGN Radio. I hope you can all join me in wishing my father a happy birthday and thanking him for helping us all have functioning households. I love you, Haggy. Happy birthday. I can't stop this
feeling. Yeah, she's been, thank you, Mallory, staying up too late, finishing up at Marquette. She kind of has that Brenda Vaccaro look, sound to her. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. This is Patty in Chicago. Hi, Patty. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Happy birthday.
Thank you. How can I help you?
We put in a bubble tub about 5 years ago, and it's got lights in it, and it's starting to get some mold on the inside of one of the lights.
Okay. Can I remove that lens on that light?
No.
Really?
Not that I can do with just my hands.
Okay. Where is the... So if I'm standing on the outside of the tub, looking at the tub, where is the light?
About halfway down.
On the side that I'm standing on, or on the other wall?
On the other wall. Actually, there's some on both sides.
Okay. And is there an access panel anywhere?
In the back of the tub.
Oh, okay. My guess is that light, when you look at that light, the lens, does it have like a opaque lens or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. And the lens covers the entire hole, like it's self-rimming, right? It's kind of over the top of the tub.
Right.
All right. It's probably, in other words, there's a hole in the tub. And then that whole lens cover either has a threaded nut on the other side and a gasket, or it just clips in with a gasket. And that mold that you may be seeing, maybe a discoloration on the gasket against the rim and the side of the tub, and you're just seeing it come through. So here's what I want you to try. Concrobium makes a brand new product called Duoblast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the hardware store, you'll find this. I want you to spray a little bit around this light and let it sit there for a little bit, like 10 minutes. It shouldn't change anything on the surface at all. You can spray it on the fiberglass tub, I assume, and see if it works itself in and starts to get rid of that stain. If that is successful, then we're golden. If that doesn't work, we need to remove that lens, which may need the help of a plumber, and or you contact the manufacturer of the tub. Mm-hmm. They can tell you exactly how that light comes out.
Okay.
All right? That's what I would do.
All right.
Patty, thanks so much. I appreciate your calling this morning.
Hey, Lou. Your producer, Lindsay, here. I know we don't get to talk that much, so I just wanted to make sure I get the chance to wish you the happiest of birthdays. You are one of a kind, and I want to make it clear to your audience, because people ask me all the time, he really is that nice. You are just as genuine and kind on the inside as you are outside, and it really is an honor to get to work as closely as I do with you. And for so many years, how are you not sick of me yet? Well, not that it really matters, because you're stuck with me now. Happy birthday, friend.
Like glue, you and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Don't glue it, JB Weldon. Thank you very much. Some days I don't feel like trying. I like this song. Welcome back. 312-981. Yeah, this is Sugarland. Kind of have a crush on the blonde woman in the Sugarland band. She's kind of cute. You know who I'm talking about, right? You're not a fan. You're not a big fan of her.
But
what? What's that? That's not Sugarland?
Well, it's Sugarland, but you like the blonde from the other country band.
What's that band?
I don't remember. It'll come to me.
Lady Antebellum? No.
No. I'll take a call.
Are we just talking about blondes who we think are cute right now?
Yeah, we're talking about you, right?
Should Don and I chime in?
Yeah, right. Any blondes that you'd like to talk about?
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese
Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon?
It's oldie but a goodie, I guess.
Too short for me. Right.
That's fair.
Okay, that's fair. But you're not as tall as I am.
That's true.
Joe, any blondes?
Remember,
Joe, you're getting married.
That's true. That's true. But I think she knows about my elementary school crush on Mandy Moore. She was blonde once.
Oh, Mandy Moore. Indeed. Mandy Moore just seems like a nice one. And of course, our own Lindsay Smith. Right?
Yes.
Right.
I was going to say, but.
Not a real blonde, but.
Close.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Paul in La Porte. Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, birthday boy.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. How can I help you?
I've got a toilet bowl that's in a not often used bathroom in a basement, and I have a blue stain around the edge from one of those liquid dispensers you put in the back of the tower or whatever tank.
Right.
And too much came out, and it just sat too long, and I've got this blue stain for about 2-3 inches under the water line.
Okay.
It's lightened up, but I don't know what to put on it.
Is it a white toilet?
Pretty much, kind of leaning toward the beige, you know.
So it's not white?
That's not pure snow white.
Okay.
But it is, you know, considered white by most people.
Okay. There is a terrific toilet bowl cleaner called Wink.
Okay.
And you probably have heard, Orion used to talk about it all the time on the morning show. You would hear Wink was a longtime sponsor of the morning show here on WGN. It was for a very long time a family-owned company, and now recently, actually, Rust-Oleum bought the company. But they make a toilet bowl cleaner called Wink Toilet Bowl Cleaner. It is specifically designed for white bowls, but if you've got like a bone color there, this is what I would do. It's a very strong cleaner. Pour it into the bowl. Use a pair of rubber gloves and a white Scotch-Brite pad.
Okay.
All right, because I don't want it to be super aggressive. And then gently, with some pressure, because I don't want you splashing this around in your face or anything, scrub this thing to get it clean. That is as good as it's going to get, but that'll probably get rid of it, and then flush it right away.
Okay, that sounds good.
Once you clean it up.
Would that also take rust stains off of a molded mailbox from a sprinkler system? Yeah.
No, it's not. What's the mailbox, metal?
No, it's molded plastic or polymer or something.
Okay,
green, light green, yeah.
Okay, what I would do on the plastic is I would not use that product. I would use something like CLR, and you could spray that on full strength, and you could use that same Scotch-Brite pad and kind of scrub that off, and that'll probably get rid of that. That'll get rid of that staining off of the toilet or off of the mailbox for you. Paul, thanks so much for the phone call. This is Mike, who's in Huntley. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Lou.
Thank you. How can I help you?
So I built a music room in my basement. Spray foam the exterior walls. Sound batted the interior walls, sound batted the ceiling, and I put radiant electric heater in there so that I wouldn't transmit sound to the rest of the house. What I didn't anticipate was the off-gassing of all these new materials and the lack of ventilation.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
What are you doing in that room?
There's drums and piano and other music stuff.
All right. And how new is all of this?
6 months.
And still off-gassing.
It is.
Yeah, we need to, that mix of stuff is not a good thing. So let's try this. Can we get an exhaust fan mounted in a wall anywhere?
I can probably put one in remotely.
Remotely? What do you mean? Like, oh, so like in other words, you could put one. So you could put one outside.
Yeah, or in line. I forget the company that makes them.
Well, a bunch of them. Brohn makes them, and you could definitely use that. Brohn actually makes a unit. It's an exhaust fan. It's a like a big metal box with a, I believe it's a 300 CFM squirrel cage fan, and it has four different intakes to it. Okay, and you could set that into the room at four different spots. How big is this room?
Probably 12 by 14.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good size room. With this one, you could run four different lines in like four different spots if you wanted to, or, you know, and they're 3-inch lines. And so you could put 3-inch caps on the wall, have the fan mounted in the other part of the basement, and then you take a 6-inch round going outside.
I see.
And then you won't hear the fan. And you can just set it up with a switch.
Gotcha. That's the other thing. How often would I run that? Would I put it on a timer, or
a timer would be a timer would be great. If this is something you hardwire, and you know what I would do is if you don't want to hear that fan at all when you're recording or doing whatever, have that timer run at night when you're not there. Get rid of all that off gassing, pull it all out of there, and then you can bypass the. If you wanted to, you could run the switch. You know, you could bypass the timer to turn it on if you wanted to, but that's a great idea.
That sounds good. It's unfortunate I didn't anticipate all these chemical smells.
The mix of all that together, Mike, is not a good recipe for you. So I would definitely get some in the short run right now. If there's a door on it, I'd open it up, put a box fan in there, and if there's a window somewhere, like on a day like today. Open up the window and just force some of that air and odor and smell and some of those VOCs out of there. It's just not something worth exposing yourself to, and fresh air will make a world of difference in that for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break, and we'll be back.
Happy birthday, Dad. It's Massimo. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. 55. You've come a long way. And I wanted to let you know I love you with every bit of my heart. You're the best father in the universe, and I can't imagine life without you. Thank you for all the good times, and thank you for being part of my life and giving me one of the best lives a kid could ever ask for. I love you, Dad. Happy birthday. If you like pina
colada, wow. Getting caught in the rain. Very nice.
If you're not, you have such a nice family.
I do have a nice family. They're nice. Thanks, Max.
You're not tearing up through all these.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm getting choked up at the ballpark over here.
I know. What did we were talking this morning? We were driving in together, and you were talking about somebody. You're like, oh, he's sort of like you. Like you're like a girl. You're like a girl. She says to me, you're like a girl to me.
I said,
you know why? Because I'm wearing my white pants.
What? That is an hey.
What?
It's a hot seller.
Hey, it's not even Memorial Day. Am I too soon?
Mm-mm. Ain't no time to not wear white pants.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Andrea is in Elk Grove. Andrea, hi there. You're on WGN.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. This is regarding a water heater. 50 gallon, 7 years old, and my husband's saying it's 6 years old. Big deal. Okay. And it's been just fine all this time. And the water heater we had before this was 50 gallons. Okay. And all of a sudden, a few months ago, there is an odor coming when it fires up. And it lasts. The odor is there. Doesn't really smell burning. But we had an HVAC guy come. He said he didn't know what was wrong and said, well, maybe you should change it. We had the gas company come out, and they said, we do have a carbon monoxide detector, but he said that it wasn't carbon monoxide, it wasn't natural gas. So we don't know what it is. Now, the exit of this is that there's a 3-inch wide diameter pipe coming out of the top.
Metal or plastic?
Metal. Okay. And it goes up to the roof, 6 foot to the roof, because we have like a Cape Cod, with the slanted roof. And then once it gets to the roof, it's four feet higher and 4-inch in diameter. But this is how we've had it for years, and we've lived here for 20 years, and we don't understand what this sudden odor is from. And it's not like it, like I said, it doesn't smell really burning, but just slightly. I don't know when my husband cleaned it and everything else. I don't know what it could be.
The odor happens every time it kicks on, or is it? Does it matter what the temperature is outside?
Well, I
in
think
other words, like today, you know, in other
it
words,
smelled.
It smelled. So it's a it's a warm day, and you can literally smell it. And it's throughout the day, or just first thing in the morning? What? Tell me that.
When it fires up, and it was cold last. It's been cold several times in the last couple months, and it smelled then.
Right.
So it's smelling when it fires up.
Right. What it sounds like to me, if a plumber's already looked at it and the gas company looked at it, I'm assuming they looked at the burner and everything to see that that's all burning properly, correct?
Yeah, I assume that, yeah.
All right. I think you have some issue with some backflow with the chimney. And when you look at this water heater, is there a inducer fan on top of it, or is it just the metal pipe right over the top?
Let me look. Is there an inducer fan on this? All right. There's no inducer fan.
Okay.
There's just that.
I think that you're getting some sort of back pressure from the chimney itself, and it could be due to the reduction to the 4-inch and the size of the burner on your new water heater, which may be larger than the old one that you had, that when that's firing up, it's getting a little bit of back pressure, and you're smelling that back in until it gets going. I'm assuming that once it fires up and it's running, the it does then dissipate.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
Right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to contact Lindeman Chimney.
Okay. Is that Lindeman?
Correct. And you can go to cleanfireplace.com is their website, and I want them to come out and inspect that chimney. My guess is that reduction from the you said it's a 6-inch on top of the water heater?
It's a 3-inch in diameter on top of the water heater, and then it goes 6 foot to where it comes out the roof,
and then
it
gets
four
bigger.
Inches.
There's something
yeah,
in that. There's
in
something
diameter.
In that line that's causing back pressure, and it could be where it's sticking up out of the chimney needs to be extended. There could be a clog up there in the chimney, something like that. And I think that having them come out and do an inspection, it's an inexpensive thing. Your problem, I believe, is in the chimney.
Okay,
but we don't need to replace those 6-year-old.
But maybe it's the reduction, like you said.
Or it actually gets bigger, but there could be something at that fitting between the two that's causing that problem, which is why that's occurring. It sounds like it's a chimney issue that needs to be addressed. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:57 in the morning. We'll be right back. Move. Thank you so much for listening. Bob Ferguson for producing, or engineering rather. Lindsay for producing. Joe on sports and Don on news. And John Williams is coming your way back from his amazing trip that we're going to hear all about.
Yeah, I'm going to try and limit my talking about it because you know how when somebody comes back and they don't stop talking about it, then you say, well, I didn't go on the trip.
Sort of like somebody keeps talking about how much weight they lost.
I don't mind hearing about your success, Lou. And actually, now that you mentioned it, I am going to talk about the trip a little bit in the first half hour.
Have a great show, John.
Happy
Welcome
birthday,
back.
My friend.
Thank you.
Congratulations on those cream-colored slacks, too, by the way.
We're coming in for a picture.